Dart is on the phone. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart.
Thank you for
being patient, Tom, because
you guys have other things to talk about. This is going to be a big letdown.
You should have seen the sheriff's 3-point back in the day. Now it's been a long time ago.
Oh, please. Oh my God, that would be something. Would definitely make me unelectable if you got that video. Tom, that was the wrong basket. Yeah. Okay.
Who are you vested in for the NCAA?
Well, all of my colleges have been eliminated. They didn't even make it. They were in the NIT. My Providence College and Loyola both were eliminated from the NIT the other day. But my daughter is at Iowa, so the Caitlin Clark phenom is got our house is in a flurry over that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping that maybe she'd stay another year because she had that option. Financially beneficial for her, but you know, why not jump into the WNBA? I just hope that the crowds follow her because she is something.
Oh my God. I mean, we were thinking maybe of going to the game against Northwestern earlier, and that thing was sold out, and then the secondary market was so insane. It was just like you've never seen or heard anything like this before. So I was like you, Lisa. I was so hoping she'd do another year.
Yeah, me too. So Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart's with us because we were scheduled to talk about dogs today because I did not know this program was happening in Cook County. I know it's happened in states across the nation, but you're doing Tales of Redemption, meaning inmates are working with shelter dogs. Tell me about this.
Yeah, you know, at least I started it in 2018. After having tried to get it going for years, and I was told that it's only a program that works in prisons because people are in there longer. And then I said, newsflash, folks, I have people waiting 10, 15 years for their trials here, so I think we can pull this off. And so we have been doing it since 2018 with the primary focus of just taking in the dogs that are at shelters that were going to be euthanized because of their aggression. We trained them. They would live in the cell with the detainee who was trained in how to work in this area. They'd live together for 6 months, 8 months, and then we would adopt the dogs out. And it was going great. This program is still going great. We've adopted out about 175 dogs over the years that would otherwise have been euthanized. The detainees got this type of training that it really affects them both, you know, physically but also emotionally as well. You make this connection to an animal that is completely relying on you. You now all of a sudden realize there's something more important than this world than just yourself. There's someone else you got to think of too. So it's got all these different bells and whistles attached to it. But I wanted to expand it further because I kept, you know, seeing about every time we had a national disaster, there would be all these shelters that would be under all sorts of pressure and they'd be looking for places to send dogs to. But then the other thing, after reading about all the COVID dogs that came into people's houses and now they're sending them back and shelters are overwhelmed, I thought to myself, well, I could expand this further because I have the population and the space to do it. We will now work with A, taking overflow from some shelters, but B, not just training dogs for adoption straight up, but we're one of two law enforcement agencies in the country that has people trained to train dogs in being therapy dogs. And there's a wild need for that, whether it's at hospitals or other locations. And so now we're training certain dogs to become therapy dogs as well. So we have this whole range of things this program's expanded to. And it's really, really cool when you see it in operation and the net result when you're talking to the detainees, you're talking to you're looking at these animals that are being adopted out. It's just phenomenal.
So the detainees, I'm hoping these are people who have never been or are not in for animal-related crimes.
Yeah, that would have been a big goof up. We have avoided that. We had to be really careful to make sure that we screen people properly and make sure that none of that is in the background because, you know, after loads of different reasons. So
right. We
have people who are medium and minimum security risks. They're out at what was part of the old boot camp, and they live on one side of this dormitory, and on the other side are the cages with the dogs, and they just work with them pretty much around the clock now. It's just really, really neat. And we do that. We also utilize my staff, not the detainees. We also do transportation help for shelters as well when they can't get dogs to hospitals and things like that. And those events occur a lot more than you could ever imagine. So we're just trying to fill a lot of needs, particularly in this area, because we sort of carved out a pretty big space there.
Yeah, that's amazing. So are these dogs eventually up for adoption? And what kind of impact does that have on the psyche of the person who spent hours trying to train
them? That is a brilliant question. Brilliant question. That was one of the things we had to really deal with. Because if you think about it, Lisa, that here you have someone living with a dog, you're training it, you're bonding with this dog, and you're with them for months, and then all of a sudden we're taking it away. And so that wasn't not like we didn't have problems with it. We anticipated that, and I looked at other programs around the country that had not exactly like the one I have, but similar to it. And so we worked through that with the primary hook, to be honest with you, is that you're getting another dog. I know you bonded with this one. And for most of these guys, they're going to be getting out not too long. It's like, you know, you can set up something with your family to adopt the dog for you in place of that. And so we try to work through all that so we haven't had as much of an issue as I was fearful of. And the if you go to, it's like our website, you can see the whole list of all the dogs that we have that are up for adoption. And it really runs the gamut. We usually have an over abundance of like pit bulls, you know. So we do usually have more of those than other dogs. But we've had golden doodles. We've had German shepherds. We have a Rottweiler right now, that we have as well. So, I mean, we get a real wild range. We get some really small dogs. We get some puppies. And the stories behind them are just, you know, say they're head shaking. Oh, they're horrible. I mean, at least one of the dogs yesterday, my staff was saying, we found this one tied to a pole, not necessarily at a place where people would normally go either. So it wasn't as if, it was tied to a pole where someone will find him. It was like, no, just tied to a pole. Right. And then we have two. I was like marveling at because they both looked similar. And I said, we believe they're brothers because we found them. They were found. We didn't find them. They were found wandering the streets. And it was so amazing because just at the press conference we had yesterday, the two of them were playing like brothers. It was so cute watching them play, but they had been just cut loose to the street and were found wandering the streets at separate areas of this town. And so
it's amazing. It's amazing. And you know what? Yeah. Not only does it do good for the people who are detained, but it does well for your staff as well, because dogs bring out the best of us. I really believe that. I wish I had more time, but can we talk about it again in the future?
Please do, and Lisa, just if you can direct people to our website, we get tons of donations of both dog food, beds, and stuff like that. Go there. If you can see it in your heart to donate to us, it really helps as well.
That is Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.